A saint lives in each one of us. Really, a saint lives in each one of us. And that saint is beautiful. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. A saint lives in each one of us. Now, why is it we are not aware that a saint lives in each one of us? Why is it we're not aware that a saint dwells in each one of us? Well, we're not aware that a saint lives in each of us because we feel that we're acting unsaintly. Now, who is defining unsaintly? What is unsaintly? Now, an unsaintly thing is wherever we feel we are limited, wherever we feel we don't know, wherever we feel we are judging anyone. You see, a saint is unconditionally loving of itself and all in the universe. A saint doesn't know how to judge anything. A saint does not say, that's right, that's wrong. A saint does not say, I want this, I want that. A saint merely lives in its ideal universe, and in its ideal universe, it says to itself, I am that I am that I am. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. What a good phrase Popeye said so many years ago. I am that I am that I am. I am all that is beautiful and good and pure and perfect and wonderful, and I know it. Now, just saying these things helps us to know them and reveal them. And everybody I talk to about this says, that's a lie, I'm not wonderful, I'm not perfect, I'm not ideal, I'm not everything, everything isn't going perfectly in my life. And I say to them, okay, now, let's take a different tack. Let's take a different direction for our sail, and let's float out across the sea of possibilities, the sea of reality, the sea of all. Now, can you imagine one place on the sea being more beautiful than another? Can you imagine one place in the universe or the world being more wonderful than another? Oh, we have memories that go with places, and it makes them feel so glorious and so good. And we have memories of other places that don't feel so good. But these are all our creation. We have the perfect opportunity, privilege, and responsibility to say to ourselves, under all circumstances, this is a good experience. This is a happy experience. I am unconditionally loving, and therein I cannot judge anything to be better or worse or higher or lower or whatever. I can only enjoy. I can only enjoy. And you know, a saint lives in each of us right now, and that saint is what makes us enjoy everything we do. The saint sees good in everything we do. The saint is good in everything we do. The saint, it cannot associate itself with anything unsaintly. You know, that's true. A saint cannot associate it with something that's unsaintly. Now, can God associate itself with something that's ungodly? Can you associate something which is unlike your nature? Now, it's all a matter of our nature. It's not a matter of what we do or what we don't do or what we can do or what we can't do. It's a matter of what is our nature. Is our nature one of believing that we are a saint, that we are beautiful, that we are desirable, that we are fantastic? Is our nature one where we live as a saint in heaven, in all that's good, in paradise, in all this beautiful and wonderful, wonderful creation of our thought mind, of our thought world? Are we living there? Why would anyone want to live anywhere else? If you had paradise and the sign says, paradise, all welcome, and you go into paradise, you leave outside of paradise any thought that there is no place like paradise. You leave outside. You leave outside of paradise any thought that there is something unlike paradise in paradise, because paradise can only be paradise, whatever we conceive that to be. Now, you say at some point in your life, I'm in paradise. You say, oh, this is paradise. Oh, this is wonderful. This is fantastic. This is glorious. This is good. And then you stop being in paradise because something happens to disturb you. And you say, oh, my goodness. Now, you didn't have to leave paradise. You didn't have to be disturbed because you didn't have to have your attention on something that was unlike paradise. We don't, really. We don't. I talked to a young fellow yesterday, and I told him, if you can say, I like me, I like me, I like me, just throughout every moment of your day, throughout every moment of your life, throughout every moment, you will have it. He said, I don't have time for that. I got a job. I got a family to take care of. I have things I have to do. I don't have time to say that I like me, I like me, I like me. I don't have time to say all in my world is perfect. I don't have time to say that I live in paradise. I don't have time to say those things. And I said to him, my God, you don't have time not to say that. All of us do not have time not to say these things. We have only time to say these things. And the more we say these things, the more we experience the fullness of each of these things. The more we are a saint living in paradise. And a saint lives in each of us. And this saint is our wonderful qualities, our goodness, our beauty, our unconditional love. A saint is all that is desirable and all that is so wonderful to be. Yes, a saint lives in each of us. Now, would you like to meet the saint that lives in you? Would you like to meet the saint that lives in you and say, howdy, saint, how are you? Now, some people are given the honor of being called a saint long after their demise. Some people are given the honor of being called a saint even while they're living here. Oh, you are a saint. You, and meaning you're so wonderful. You are a saintly person. Your thoughts are always upon the finest and best, the most wonderful things. You are a living saint. And how true that is. A living saint. Someone whose thoughts are always on the best. Someone whose attitudes, whose unconditional love sees all the world beautiful and fabulous and good. Yes? That saint that lives in each of us can be shining out right now if we want it. That saint that lives in each of us can be our every moment thought, our every moment attitude, our every moment experience if we want it to be. But we have to decide if we want it to be. And if we decide that we want it to be, then it is done. It is done. I am a saint. Oh, come on, Herb. Nobody would call you a saint. They know all of your... What? Nobody would call me a saint? Whoever calls me a saint must themselves be a saint because they could not see me as a saint if they were not a saint. Now, if they are a saint, then they would call me and everybody in the world a saint because that's all that they could see. That's all that they could know. That's all that they are. Well, Herb, I'm a man and I don't see everybody in the world a man. I see some women and I see children. I see monkeys and I see tigers and lions and dogs and cats and I see... Come on now. We're on a purely absolute philosophy, metaphysical basis, and we're using this term, seeing a saint, the saint that lives in each of us, and we're saying to ourselves, whatever we see outside is what's inside of us. Now, If I see in my world human beings, then I am a human being. Now, if I see good human beings according to my interpretation of good, if I see good human beings, then I am a good human being. If I see bad human beings, then I'm a bad human being. If I see human beings that are struggling and working and trusting, so trying to be the goodness that they'd like to be and not attaining it, I am struggling and not attaining it. It's just that simple. It's just that simple because that's the principle. Now, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So now what am I going to think in my heart? I am going to think, I like the idea of saint. I like the idea of sainthood. I like the idea of being the ideal person. Now, you can take a next step and step from saintliness as a human to saintliness as a divine. Now, that's not a big step. And it's taken by us every once in a while, all the time. Every once in a while we take that step from human to divine. Every once in a while our saintliness reaches out into the more broad, more wonderful aspect of the allness. And when we do that, we don't feel better or worse. We don't feel any. We just feel good. We feel right. And we look at the world, and the world is good and right. The world is wonderful. All the people in the world are supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Oh, they are indeed. All the people in the world are so joyous, so fantastic. Just like me. And I'm just like them. And we are just like each other. And that's the world I live in. That's the world I choose for myself, a saintly world. A saint lives in each of us. And I go to you and I shake your hand and I say, "Hi, I'm Herb. I'm so happy to meet you, Saint. What'd you say your name was? Saint Ellen? Saint Sylvia? Saint Ingeborg? Saint Anita? Saint Gertrude? Saint Stephen? Oh my goodness sakes, all these saints in my world. Saint Gregory? Saint Rochelle? Saint Bailey? Oh yes, Saint Daniel? Oh my, I could go on to all the people in my world are saints. And I see them as saints. And I see them enjoying the fullness of whatever life they choose to have. If they want to be humans, they're the fantasticest, most more glorious human beings that ever lived. If they want to be divine, they are that. They are divine. They are all now fulfilled. How wonderful that is. Now, is that realistic thinking, logical thinking, or is that just sort of strange thinking, thinking that never could be? What kind of thinking is that? Well, it's a choice I make. It's a choice I make because I was born to be a human in a human body, but I am divine, and I am always divine. Now, I'm playing the game of being a human. Okay, I'm playing the game of being a human. Now, when I play this game, what's happening to me? What's happening to me while I'm playing the game of being a human? Am I living in a happy, joyous life? Am I living where all things are harmonious? All things are beautiful and good? Am I living in unconditional love? Woo-wee! If I were living in unconditional love, I would be very close to a divine saint. Yes, I would. And I am living in unconditional love. I am living in the purity, the wholeness, the goodness of all that is right now. I like it. And I like it so much. I like it so completely that the saint that lives in me is my reality. A saint lives in each of us, and it's up to us to choose which kind of saint we want. Do we want the saint that is the human saint? And you say, "Herb, there's no human saint." Yes, there are. You want to be the divine saint? Well, that would be real nice. But I'm only human. Oh, no, you're not. Your reality is your divinity. Your illusion. Your appearance is your humanity. Do we want our reality to be lived and expressed? Is that the ultimate goal that we're working toward? I say to you, okay, here is human and here is divine. Now, the trip from human to divine is 50 miles. And it's through the desert, over the mountains, and down into the valley. And to take that trip, you have to walk, fly, ride your bike, take a car, do whatever it takes to do it. Teleport yourself, whatever you want to do. Human beings can do all those things. And teleportation is a human act. It is not a divine act. It's a human act. Because humans need to put themselves from one place to another. The divine know that they are everywhere. And there's no place to go because they are wherever they think they are. But now, say you're taking this journey as a human being from human to divine. And you're going this 50 miles. Now, are you going to be excited and interested in the journey? Are you going to be excited and interested in the road? Are you going to be excited and interested in the little villages you go through and the cities you go through and the world you pass through? Or are you going to be so enchanted in the idea that you're going into paradise, you're going into the divine right now? You're going into your ideal self right now. Oh, how great that is. The moment you even think of it as something for you, you get so excited and you get so tingly all over and you say, yes, 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 yes. Oh, my goodness, yes. And you're there. Now, most of us are more excited about the journey than we are about the arrival. We say death is the arrival at paradise. Well, no, it isn't. We arrive at paradise every moment we think beautiful thoughts. We are in paradise every moment that we are living unconditional love. We are in paradise every attitude we have that leads us into a true recognition that all the world is beautiful and good. All the world is divine. How great that is. And when we believe that and know that and think that and are that, then we experience that. Yes. The saint living in each of us doesn't have to journey from humanness to divineness. The saint living in each of us is divine. And it plays the game of being human because that's just what it chooses to do at the moment. And the moment it chooses to be divine, it always was divine, it always will be divine, and then it will have the awareness that it is divine. And as it has this awareness, the saint reveals throughout its saintliness all that is beautiful and good. The saint is not in reference or relationship to anything else in the universe, anything else in the world. The human world is not a relationship to a saint. The human world is only a passing illusion in the life of the ideal. And the ideal rises, flows forth from all limitation and expresses the unlimited, beingness of all. And as you and I claim the unlimited beingness of all, we're the saint. We're living as the saint. We're being the saint. And then when our thought is entirely on our saintliness, when our thought is entirely on our choosing to live in our divinity, when our thought is one of absolute, unconditional magnificence, that all is good and very good. That thought. All is good and very good. That thought. All is good and very good. That thought. Then we're in paradise. Now, Can I think all is good and very good all the time, even when appearances tell me the difference? Yeah, because the appearances come and go. But all is good and very good never comes and goes. It always is. It's always there. 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 I am ready to recognize that it's always there. I recognize and call forth the fact that it is always there, and that that's the world I live in, where it is always there. I don't live in the illusion world that comes and goes and ups and downs of pretending that it is and pretending that it is not. That's not my choice. My choice is to live in that all is there right now. I live as a saint. There is a saint that lives in each one of us. No matter how in the outward we appear to be human, or in the outward we appear to be divine, there is a saint that lives in each one of us, eager to flow forth, to jump forth, to leap forth, to be and express in everything I do right now and forevermore. When I live in my divinity, when I live in my saint attitude, when I live as God, then I am living as the allness. And how great that is! How great that is, how wonderful that is, how fabulous that is, because that's what matters. A saint lives in each of us, and that saint is something so special. That saint is something so marvelous, so revealing, so fulfilling, so exciting, that no matter what I do, I'm happy. No matter what I do, the harmony, the beauty, the balance of all of life is centered in me. I am the saint, the ageless saint, the ideal saint, the everlasting living saint. I am the divine. I am the allness. And this is all that matters and all that will matter. No matter where I go, no matter what I do, that is who I am. And it's such an exciting adventure. And you know, I see the saint in each of you. I see the saint in each of us. And I can only do that when I am a saint. I love you. I love you. I love you.